Okay, so I've heard around the grapevine that you want to be tortured. And I suppose that I could do that. I actually tortured my fiancé. Speaking of which, I need to mute my phone. I actually tortured my fiancé on his lunch break to try to get in the mood for this recording. And I had quite a lot of fun. I played with clothespins on his cock, which is what you're going to have. And I played with clothespins on his nipples, which is what you're going to have. And slapped his cock around a bit, which is what you're going to have. And basically, I'm just going to have fun with you. So, first, I want you to get naked, everything except for your underwear. And again, if you're wearing boxer briefs, then you get bonus points from me. Okay. Once you're sufficiently naked, you can unpause this or whatever you would like. And I want you to sit there and listen to me call you a filthy whore. I want you to listen to me call you a pain slut. I want you to listen to me call you a bitch. Worthless. I want you to think about how you're going to do anything and everything that I say. Because it gets me off. And getting me off gets you off, doesn't it? I would think so. That's what good slaves do. And while you're not my slave right now, you are my plaything. And that amuses me. So, while you're sitting there, squirming a little bit, I want you to pause this and gather some things. Now, first, I want you to get all the clothespins that you have, because I don't know how many you have, but we will make do with however many that you have. And if you have anything to put in your ass, I would say to get that too. Beyond that, should be all you need, because the rest is all psychological. And things I'm going to tell you to do anyway. So go ahead and pause this and get your stuff, and I'll be here when you get back. Okay, now that you have your stuff, first what you're gonna do, trying to think, actually, what I want you to do first, just to test how submissive you are to me, I want you to hold your breath. And I'm going to tell you when. You're going to hold your breath and think about my hand on your throat, pulling the breath out of you, not letting you even do the most basic of human functions, which is breathe. Ready? Hold it. Okay, you can breathe now. I hope you made it that whole way. If not, you need to work on your lung capacity, because I like choking. I like choking a lot. It gets me off to see the look in your eyes as they kind of bulge out of your head, because there's pressure on your trachea. And you look so pathetic and so sad. Okay. What I want you to do next is I want you to stick clothespins on your nipples. Right on the very tips of them if you can. And if they're brand new, then they're going to hurt quite a bit. But that's okay. I don't mind. Because you wanted something sadistic and mean. And that's why you're listening to this, isn't it? Once they're on there, don't touch them. I want you to stand up and take off your underwear and put them on the floor beside you. And I want you to look at your cock. Look at how hard it is just from listening to me tell you what to do. And hopefully, you're pre-cumming a little bit already. I want you to reach down with your tip of your index finger of your right hand. And I want you to scoop up any of the pre-cum on your finger. And I want you to suck it off. I don't care if that's not sexy to you. I don't care. It gets me off, doesn't it? I like picturing you sucking your pre-cum off your fingers. I really, really do. Okay, gotta get back to business, I suppose. What I want you to do next is I want you to put your dildo or whatever you have to put in your ass, in your ass. Lube it up first, obviously. Don't be dumb. Lube it up and push it in there, and you're not going to do anything with it. You're just going to put it in and leave it there. Doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it feel good to be stretched open only because I want you to be? And you're going to sit back down on it or lay back down or whatever. And make sure it doesn't come out. Hopefully, it has a flared base in it, like it should, if you're smart and responsible. Because otherwise I'll have to beat it into you, won't I? And now that you are sufficiently stretched open, and you're sitting there or laying there, and you're squirming on it, squeezing on it. trying to think of the best word to call you, because I keep wanting to say pathetic, because it is. Because you're listening to some random person who you don't know tell you what to do and tell you how to humiliate yourself. And that's pretty pathetic, isn't it? And you like it. That's the worst part. I like that a lot. And now that your cock is impossibly hard, you're still not going to touch it. Not really. I want you to put 3 clothespins on your cock. Now, the same way that we did before, if you hadn't listened to the previous one, you're going to put you're going to gather up the skin on the underside of your cock, and you're going to put a clothespin closer to the head, and you're going to put a clothespin further down it, and then another one near the base. So you squeeze up enough skin for it. And here's the thing, is I used to think that that hurt. I had never tried that before, but earlier today, I found out that that doesn't really hurt all that bad. It really disappointed me. So, you're going to do that, and then you're going to attach the rest of them, however many that you have left, to your balls. Because I know that doesn't hurt at all. But you're going to attach however many you have left to your balls. And if you have a lot of them with you, well, you might want to pause this and do that on your own time and continue listening. So I don't know how many you have. It doesn't matter to me. All I want is for you to be covered in clothespins. So when you finally do jack off, finally, when you finally fuck your ass, I want the clothespins on your balls to pinch uncomfortably as you do it. So, go ahead and do that. You can pause it if you need to. And get back to me. If you're done now, I want you to hold your breath again. Now that you're in pain and you're breathing heavily, I want you to hold it. And now. Okay, let it go. I don't know why I like doing that so much. It just adds to everything, doesn't it? It adds to the humiliation of it. It adds to, and see, for me, when I hold my breath, I tend to get turned on. Just because it's a physiological reaction that we have no control over. And I like doing that to people. I just really like that. I wish that it was my hand on your throat. Just saying. I wish it was. Okay, so now that you have probably pre-came more, I want you to lick that off your finger again the same way. Actually, and I want you to keep an eye on your cock. I want you to lick up all of it as much as you can. Because I can't be there to lick it off you. And after you're done with that, I want you to spread your legs and fuck yourself with your dildo. I want you to fuck yourself slowly at first. Oh, it feels so good going in and out. It makes you want it a little bit faster, doesn't it? go faster now. Oh, does that feel good? Does it feel good having your slutty little holes stretched and abused? Especially while your balls are clanging together and the clothespins on your cock hurt so badly. The ones on your nipples, you can't even feel them anymore, hardly. It's been about 10 minutes of them on you. Stop fucking yourself, now. I like doing that. Okay. What you're gonna do now is you're going to flick the ones on your cock. You're gonna flick the clothespins on your cock. All three of them. Back and forth. You can rub them up and down. And if you are truly sadistic, now you don't have to follow these instructions if you're not into super, super, super hardcore pain. But I really like that. And I want you to rip off the one closest to your balls on your cock. I want you to pull it, stretch it out until it finally gives way and you're howling in pain. That hurt really bad, didn't it? And the next one's gonna hurt even more. If you can't end up getting it to pull without feeling like skin's going to rip, obviously be safe and take it off, but make sure it hurts along the way. Do the same with the one above it. If you can, rip it off. If you feel like it might do physical damage, let it off, but make sure that you hurt it in the process. And before you take off the last one you really, really want to, that one hurts the worst, you're going to hold your breath. Now. Okay. You can breathe again. And now you're going to take off the one closest to the top. You can rip it off if you want to. Actually, no. Nope. Don't do that. Don't take off the one closest to the top. You wanted something sadistic. So no. You can't take that one off. That one is going to help me a lot. So what you're going to do, first, you're going to fuck your ass again. You're going to fuck your ass fast and hard. Oh, that's it. Does it feel good? Does it feel good to use yourself? Does it feel good for me to use you? Because I get off to this. I get off to hurting you and making you do ridiculously slutty things for me. Keep fucking yourself. Oh, it's almost too much, isn't it? It's almost too much to handle. It feels so fucking good. Okay, stop. And what you're gonna do is you're going to rip off the clothespins on your nipples. Those you are going to rip off regardless of whether or not you could rip the ones off on your cock. You're going to rip off the ones in your nipples. Because I like that. Twist them around. And pull them off. First one, then the other. It probably feels really, really, really good, doesn't it? You like the pain. You feed on it. I know you do. So go ahead, rip them off. After they're ripped off and they're burning and aching, I want you to reach down and smack your cock with the clothespin still on it. Smack it hard. Smack it about 10 times. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, that jerks the clothespin around some, doesn't it? It jerks it around, and it feels so good, and it hurts, and your ass is so filled up. Okay. I suppose now I should finally let you touch your cock. Maybe. If you're good. You're gonna leave the clothespin on there. I don't care. You wanted sadistic jerk-off instructions. I want you to wrap your hand around the part of your cock that doesn't have the clothespin on it. That's why I had you leave the one closest to your head. And I want you to jack yourself off. With your other hand, I want you to fuck your ass. I want you to fuck your ass and jack yourself off at the same time. And I don't know if you can handle counting down from 100. I think you're way too close for that. But we're going to try it anyway. You have to wait until I'm down from 100 to 0 before you can come. And you have to leave the clothespin on your cock. If for some reason you feel like there's a medical emergency and you need to take it off, then obviously that takes precedence. But unless there's that, you're going to listen to me. So jack off your cock and fuck yourself. 100, 99, 98, 97, 96, 95, 94, 93, 92, 91, 90. Oh, that feels so good, doesn't it? Rip one of the clothespins off your balls, if you possibly can. If you can't rip it off, the skin is too loose, then I guess you just pulled on it for nothing, didn't you? And you're gonna start fucking yourself again while jacking yourself off. 89, 88, 87, 86, 85, 84, 83, 82, 81, 80. I want you to tug on another one, and if you can rip it off, then good. I'm going to pretend like you have at least 10 on your balls. If not, I guess it's my loss, isn't it? And you're going to start fucking yourself and jacking yourself off again. 79, 78, 77, 76, 75, 74, 73, 72, 71, 70. Rip off another one. Or pull on it. Either one. It doesn't matter to me. I just want you in more pain. 69, 68, 67, 66, 65, 64, 63, 62, 61, 60. It feels so good, doesn't it? It feels so fucking good. Rip another clothespin off, and this time, instead of just setting it aside, you're going to put it on your nipple, on your already sore, sore nipple. Fuck yourself again. 59, 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51, 50. Rip another one off your balls and put that on your other nipple. It hurts. It hurts so bad. I don't care. I don't care. I like it that way. And since you've been such a good boy and you made it to 50, you can take the clothespin off your cock. Take it off. Oh, it feels so good, doesn't it? Here's a side note. If you really, really, really want to leave it on, you don't have to take it off. I prefer it if you left it on, but of course, without playing with you, I don't know what your pain tolerance is. Forty-nine, forty-eight, forty-seven, forty-six, forty-five, forty-four, forty-three, forty-two, forty-one, forty. I wonder, your nipples hurt so badly, and it feels so good to fuck yourself. It feels so good to degrade yourself for me, doesn't it? 39, 38, 37, 36, 35, 34, 33, 32, 31, 30. Jack yourself off faster now. I want to make sure that you come when I say to come. 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20. And I want you to think about me making you hold your breath, choking you for the next 10 seconds. You're gonna hold your breath. Stop breathing. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. You can breathe. And the last 9 seconds. Oh, you better fucking come when I say so. Better make it count. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1, come. Oh, you better be fucking coming right now. Just picturing you laying there, helpless and so much pleasure and still so much pain. Once you're done and you're out of breath and you're sweaty, leave the dildo in for a minute. Take the rest of the clothespins off your balls. Rip the ones off your nipples again, because I want you to. And you're going to eat your cum off yourself. You're going to feed it to yourself. You're going to savor it because I told you to do it. And that gets you off. Even though you just came, it still gets you off. What does that make you? Does that make you pathetic? I think it does. And once you're done eating all your cum off yourself, you can go take out your dildo and take a hot shower. And after you're done, tell me how you liked this on the thread. I hope you've enjoyed this, because I certainly have.